faith was important to Koki, so was lifting other people up, especially other female journalists who were trying to find their own way on the trail that she blazed. And we wanted to share some of those reflections.
My name is Kenya Young, and I am the executive producer of Morning Edition. I had actually been producing here at NPR for several years, and the director of programming at the time moved me into editing, and I was terrified to start editing. My first assignment was editing Koki Roberts, and you edited Koki on Sundays. I remember finally getting up enough courage to make the phone call. The first thing out of her mouth was, well, someone obviously did not pass along the most important information. Sunday dinner is a priority for me. And I thought, okay, a little bit of pause there. And she says, give me a call back in an hour. And I thought it was going to be a disaster after that setup. But she was gracious and she was wonderful to work with. And the beautiful thing about it is there was no better mentor, no better teacher to move me along the way. And that's really what I can say is she made room for me at the table.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly, and I am one of the hosts of All Things Considered. She used to send me little notes, you know, every few months, just a line or two. Never criticism, never anything bad. She said, we've got managers for that. Her last note to me was August 28th. She had heard a book interview I did that she liked, and she wrote a note that just reads, fabulous, loved it, you're doing wonderful work. And it's amazing how much that still means, because it came from Koki.
I'm Martha Raddatz, Chief Global Affairs Correspondent and co-anchor of This Week for ABC News. Koki was an inspiration. She was kind and strong and tough. I loved Koki's eye roll. If you were sitting with her on election night or an inaugural or a parade or whatever it was through many administrations, that eye roll of Koki's, you know what she was really thinking. And let's face it, over these years, she was up against a lot of men in these panels. That never stopped Koki Roberts. She was going to get her point in. And it was always so compelling because it came with such a depth of knowledge. That's one of the reasons she was a good journalist. But I have always said what it takes to be a good journalist as well is a heart and soul. And Koki had it like no other.